So I'm David Martin. I've been working with Remap for the last 3 years or so. Originally, I came to Remap to have a network development role, and last summer I moved on to become the chief executive. And it's a brilliant, not very well known, British charity. Remap started right back in the 1960s when somebody who was an engineer noticed that his sister, who was disabled as a result of polio, really needed some bits and pieces doing to her house. And he put in a hoist and some ramps and things like that in her home and thought, there must be other people that need this sort of help. You know, we're going back 50 years and that sort of help wasn't readily available to people. So he got together with a couple of other mates and they started doing this just around the local area. More people got involved and kind of hooked by this idea of using their practical skills. A lot of them were engineers to improve the lives of disabled people. And then it kind of formally became a charity in about 1990 and has been growing ever since, really.
My name's Rupert Powell and I live in the north of England. I've spent my whole life dismantling things, I think from a very early age, dismantling my parents' alarm clock whilst they were asleep and my father being late for work as a result at the age of three. I've spent many, many years learning how to put them back together again, but I work in electronics and computing. I also am a very keen mechanical engineer and designer, and I have a full workshop at home which allows me to make things in metal and plastic.
My name's Ian. I'm visually impaired, but also a wheelchair user. My condition is mitochondria disease. I have problems with distance and detail, so unless it's like a couple of foot in front of me, I can't see it. A few years before this, I'd asked at my local blind society, because I've been a wheelchair user, if I'm in a manual wheelchair, I've no way of letting people know that I can't see. So Remap come up with like a stick holder to put on the side of the wheelchair that held like a miniature white stick. Now recently, having obtained some powered assist wheels, Remap again helped me and devised a flag that just says I can't see. So that is on the back of my wheelchair.
People that we help find us in a number of different ways. Quite often, maybe in about half of the cases we deal with, someone comes to us through their occupational therapist. So the OT is someone that might be searching for a piece of equipment, something to support someone in their home or with their activity that they want to do. And if the OT gets stuck, can't find anything suitable for this person, then Remap is the next organization that they'll turn to. And that's where our volunteers can come along, meet the person, have a look and say, well, yes, there's not something suitable, but we could make it for them. So that's how a lot of it works. But people also self-refer and we'll put them in touch with their local group. And again, someone from the local group will come and visit and see what they can sort out for them.
I started becoming a volunteer for Remap following a BBC TV series called The Big Life Fix. And it was about people who were involved in technology, designers, engineers, computer programmers, a whole bunch of people. But what they did is that they designed things for people who were in need of either technology or devices to help them with the disabilities. That really captured my imagination. In fact, my wife, who was sitting alongside me, said, yeah, you could do that. And that sort of set me thinking. And I thought, well, yeah, I could do that. So I wonder how I would go about getting involved in it. So at the end of the program, I think there was a many thanks to Remap. So I Googled it. And of course, one thing led to another. And before you know it, I was actually working with the Remap guys. And I went along to a meeting and very quickly was introduced to Ian, who is a chap who lives very locally to me. And Ian is a very keen football supporter. He's a very keen Liverpool supporter.
I've been a Liverpool fan since, I'd say, the mid-80s, but since 2000, 2001. I've had a season ticket. When I'm at the game, it was the atmosphere and also, you know, before and during and after the game, I've had to rely on the radio and my mates commenting what's happening. I used to be near the corner flag at the game and I could see someone when they'd come over and take a corner, but nothing more than that, really.
So I was introduced to Ian, who they had tried to solve a bit this problem by giving him a video camera and attaching it to a tablet so that he could take a friend with him and the friend could try and video what was going on as if it were like a TV coverage, and then Ian could watch it on a tablet. But that didn't work terribly well, mostly because his friends got very distracted when the actual technology that connected the camera and the tablet didn't work very well. So I went and had a chat with Ian, and I very quickly said to him, you know, wouldn't it be much better if you wore the camera on your head and wherever you looked, you could see, and we'll give you a screen which is permanently attached to the front of your face, so you lose your hands free for cheering and shouting and whatever else. So he liked the sound of the idea. So what I did is I quickly mocked something up on my PC. I just got my laptop and connected a webcam to it and bought a very inexpensive VR headset, and we did some sort of trials with it, and it seemed to work.
Last season, for a few games, I used this headset. It was brilliant. It was amazing. It's something that you've never been able to do or see. You know, from being about aged 5, I've, you know, had low vision. So, you know, it was amazing. I've been back to Rupert. They said that it kept coming off my head. It's a bit heavy and things. So what we've done is he took one of my old skiing helmets, and, it's much lighter and much more comfortable. And I'm sure at the start of next season, you know, it'll be in full use.
The Mark II is actually based around a ski helmet, which on the front of it has what looks like a VR headset. So it's an immersive screen which hangs from the front of it. So he's looking at a 7-inch screen with some optics to allow him to see it very close to him. And then a camera mounted on the top with a miniature single board computer built into the helmet, which does all the video processing. He also has a handset, like a game console handset, which allows him to manipulate the video. So he can zoom in, he can intensify the image, he can put the image into negative, and he can also do edge detection and other video effects which help him identify what's going on.
When I saw the original prototype, or the kind of proof of concept, I thought, yeah, I can understand that, but it looks a bit ugly, doesn't it? And then you kind of see he's on, I don't know, about Mark 4 or 5 now, and you think, oh, that's starting to look pretty stylish. There's an area of work that we do supporting people at Paralympic sports, and those throwing frames, you know, for the discus and javelin and club throwing and all that kind of stuff, people need a specially made seat that is fixed to the ground. We've done a number of those for athletes where year on year they come back and they say, actually, can you make it a bit more like this or a bit more like that, and so on. And so you keep going back and remaking and supporting people as they go through their career.
The thing that motivates me is that volunteering just a little bit of time and a little bit of your knowledge, well, no matter what that knowledge is, it doesn't matter what your skills are, if you're helping somebody and you're giving them something that makes their life easier, it means a lot to them, a massive amount to them. You know, Ian now goes to watch the football, whereas before he used to go and listen to the football. And for somebody that's had dreadful eyesight their whole lives, that's quite life-changing, really. And it motivates the hell out of me, I tell you. You know, it really makes me want to do a better job and go out and help people more and more, because it makes me feel good, and it obviously it enhances these people's lives as well, which is... it's just good for everybody.
Any kind of issues or anything that I think they can help me with, I kind of ask Remap which hopefully, you know, lots more people will know about, you know, the canal.
So you can find us on the web at www.remap.org.uk, and the phone is 01732 760209.